Hayom Tov Shel Shalom Bayis. Chanukah is a holiday of Shalom Bayis, of harmony in the home. Why Dafka, before we even look in Rav Shlomo, why Dafka would I assume that more than the other holidays is Chanukah connected to Shalom Bayis? Yeah. It's raining outside, so you want to go inside the house and be very cozy. It's true. It's really true. It's funny. I was having a conversation with someone last night about lighting inside versus outside. How on the one hand, halachically, the truth is it's better to light outside, outside your home, you know, that by the petach of your bayis, and that's really the ideal. And in Eretz Yisrael, we really have no good excuse not to light inside because there's more pirshu menisa outside. And there's no non-Jews who are going to kill us for lighting our Hanukkah candles. So it would make a lot of sense to daven, to light the candles outside. But on the other hand, why do a lot of people want to light candles inside? Because it's cold outside. It's raining outside. It's freezing cold. You want to sit and look at your candles in the warmth of your home. And there's something to that, you know, like bringing the Kedusha of Hanukkah into your home. So we were discussing whether that's a good option. But I try to do something, I light candles outside. And then I go inside my home and I light again. Not for halacha, just for niceness. And I sit and stare at my candles indoors. You know, it's a little warmer after I stare at them outdoors. But anyways, so yeah, it's warm and nice and cozy. Why else? Why else might I assume that Chanukah is a time for shalom bayis, for focusing on the home?
Everyone gets together to light together.
Everyone gets together and lights together. Nachon. And there's a mitzvah in the house. A mitzvah on the bayis. Mitzvah dafka, a person is homeless, there's a shaila of whether he lights Hanukkah candles. Because it's a mitzvah on your home, dafka. So it's also a mitzvah that women and men both light candles together, as opposed to just being a woman's mitzvah. Like Shabbos candle, both the man and the woman light. So there's a lot of reason for us to believe that it would be dafka, a man and woman shalom bayis. But that's just us, you know, putting our thoughts in there. Let's see what Rav Shlomo wants to say about why Hanukkah is connected to shalom bayis. Okay. Hagabon Amedet, the Talmud teaches mitzvah Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah, ner ish ubeito. Every house, his man, a candle, the man, and his home. Ner ish ubeito. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chuf Aleph Amedes. I'll quote the full Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Thank you, Daniel. Mitzvah Chanukah, ner ish ubeito. Really, on the technical level, you just need one candle per house. But the Mahadrin, those who go above and beyond, every person lights your own Hanukkah candle. Okay, now we can get on the table. You can bring us a little closer if you guys want. Whatever. So, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, if you want to be really, really, really frum, what's the best way? Not just every individual, but every individual lights an extra candle per every day. And it's interesting that Chanukah is one of the only holidays, maybe it's the only holiday, one of the only halachas, that the whole Jewish people is noheg to be super machmir, to be super frum. Technically, you can go and light one candle in your home, one little tea light, and you're yotze, the whole family. But we go and everyone lights their own candle. Some people even do under 13, everyone lights their own candle. And every person lights an extra candle for every day of Hanukkah. We're all Mahadrim in Mahadrim. We all do the holiday in the most beautiful possible way. Even, you know, a reformed person in Texas is like doing the mitzvah in the most heiliga way possible. So that's the Gemara says. Mechame say you should light 8 candles on the first day. Mikan be'elech pachor be'elech, and every day do less. And he'll say, on the first day you light one, and every day you go up and beyond. Okay, so that's the sugya in Shabbos. Now that we're Talmudic scholars. But the point that Rosh Shlomo is pointing out to us now is that Chanukah is ner ish ubeito. Each man and his family, is an Indian of the family unit in Chanukah, of doing it as a family. The ish, the man, and his beito, which is his wife. There's house, there's his family, but also if you know Aramaic a little bit, you know how the Gemara refers to the woman of the house? Dvitu, which means your house. The woman is considered the house. The woman brings the spiritual energy of the house.
into. He does all the furnishings. He tells you what you can and can't have in the house.
It's true. It's true. Generally, at least in the olden days, the woman was in charge of the interior design, you know? That was her domain.
She tells you what the renovations need to be.
Yeah. But also spiritually. Also spiritually, she's the one who brings... We're learning about this on Friday, right? We're talking about why the woman is the one who lights Shabbos candles, usually. And we were saying how the Kedusha of the home, Dafka, comes through the woman of the house more than the man. Anyways, so... Beito ze mishpachto. Vegam beito mamish. Also, your family also in your house, mamish. And I have to light the Hanukkah candle connected to the petach of the bayit, the entrance to the home. That's what I was saying before, how if you light your Hanukkah candles by the kitchen table, even though that's very nice, by the window, that's really a bidyeved way of doing the mitzvah. That was, you know, for the exile when we were afraid to light by the petach of the bayis because of the non-Jews. But nowadays, really the ideal way to do the mitzvah is by the petach of the bayis, by the entrance to the home. Because Hanukkah has to be connected dafka to the home, to the bayis. Okay? This is always obviously the derech of Rav Shlomo. He starts with the halacha. He starts with the Talmud, the kind of external. And then what we're going to do is go deeper and deeper and understand the pnimius behind what the halacha is trying to describe. Yeah? It's really chassidus. It's not Rosh Shlomo's chiddush. But it's just Rosh Shlomo's way as a chassidic rebbe. The shum chag acher ani lo tzarech bayit. Think about it. On no other holiday do I need a home. Right? I mean, it's nice to have a home. But I don't really need a home. I could do Pesach on the streets. I could go out to the streets and just make a big Seder. In fact, I've done that. I do that. Right? I just go out to the streets and just do a Pesach Seder. I could do Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, wherever I'm at. I could do Purim. I'm on the streets the whole day. The only holiday, if you think about it, that you need a home is Sukkot. You need not home. You need a temporary home. You need a not actual home. You need to build something that's like a home, but it's not actually a home. By the way, you're right that spiritually Sukkot and Hanukkah are the most connected. On many levels, we see that Sukkot and Hanukkah are very connected. For even that machlokas we thought about Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, about whether you go up and down, what is that machlokas rooted in? From the bowls of Sukkot, right? Nachon, do we go up in the Sagra? Do we go down? In fact, where did if you even look in Sefer Maccabim, where did the Maccabees get the spiritual connection of a Hanukkah, the idea of making a holiday in Hanukkah? They got it from Sukkot. Seems like they missed out on Sukkot that year because with all the fighting, and to kind of take the spiritual energy of Sukkot and bring it in a whole new way, they did that through Hanukkah. There's many, many deep ideas about Hallel and Sukkot and Hallel and Yom Kippur, and many deep connections between Sukkot and Hanukkah. It's a shiur in of itself. About Hanukkah's kind of deepening Sukkot and taking the Arayas and making it Kvias. And Rosh Hashanah will talk about these ideas through our learnings. But on a simple level, yeah, you're right. But the only time you need a bias is on Hanukkah. I mentioned I have a homeless friend. Maybe by now he found a house, I'm not really sure. And he always had an issue. How's he going to light Hanukkah candles? Because he didn't have a home. It's machlokes. It's an interesting question of what does one do if you don't? Can I be yotze by looking at your candles if I don't have a home? It's a shaila. But, I mean, you know, definitely l'chad chila, you should have a home in order to light your Hanukkah candles. Sorry, just afraid of the sun. Nachon, for sure there's an Indian of the Beis HaMikdash and Hanukkah of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and Sukkot.
You have to have a Beis HaMikdash.
Nachon, exactly. We have to have bias for the Shalom bias, not of our own individual homes, but of Hashem's home. If we're worrying about our Shalom bias, what about Hashem's Shalom bias? Right now Hashem doesn't have Shalom bias. The Shechina and the different parts of Hashem are not perfectly aligned. Sometimes maybe that's why we're also having some Shalom bias issues, you know. Us.
Who?
The whole world.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean based on midrash bias issues?
No, I mean, maybe the fact that it's so hard to find the shidduch crisis and, even when you find your soulmate, like, you know, it's complicated and all these things. Maybe it's because we need to do our personal tikkun in order to fix the tikkun lamala of the lack of shalom bayis in the heavenly chambers. I don't know. Perhaps. Good idea. Great idea. So gevalt. So let's go back in the sefer a little bit. Bishumcha, okay. Mamish. We do. And we need to go out into the streets and bring them in.
Whoa,
I was just watching an interview of Rav Shlomo, and someone asked him, like, what's his home? You know, does he live in the house of love and prayer? Is he in New York by the shul? Like, where is his home? He said, my home's on the airplane. Yeah. So then Shlomo, why don't you just pick a home? So Shlomo says, listen, I'm a doctor. The only thing is, no one's coming to my practice. You know? So I gotta go out and get the people. So I go out to the world and I bring them into my, I'm a walking doctor. So that was Shlomo's derech. That's a little bit Hanukkah. Well, you know, sometimes you know, most people, they do a shir in their little base medrash and that's it. We at the Simcha Center, a little bit inspired by Rav Shlomo, we go out into the streets and we say, everybody, come learn Torah with us. Because at, maybe at this time in world history, we need to invite the world in. Anyways, we're feeling very tangential today. That's okay. On the airplane?
Ooh, that's forbidden.
I think the airplane companies would not be very happy with him if he did that. So it's an interesting kasha, because on for Shabbos candles, you definitely can light electric lights, because it's meant to be functional. So of course, it's better to light real candles for the symbolism and spirituality wise, but halachically, it's for light. So if you're on why would you be on an airplane for Shabbos? But let's say you were. So you could light Shabbos candles with electric lights. But for Hanukkah, Dafka, the whole point is it's not meant to be functional. It's meant to be symbolical, and therefore you need the real candle. But airplane companies won't be so happy with the real candle. So there's a big machlekes whether it could count for the electric lights. L'maisa, it's certainly not lechatchila. Maybe b'di'evid, there's an inyan of lighting those, like, you know, flashing electric lights, but certainly would not be the ideal. But it can come up. It might happen. A person is flying on Hanukkah, Dafka, and they're like, what do I do? Should I light on the plane? It's a real kasha. Probably you should have somebody light for you. That would probably be the ideal situation.
What do you mean? You want to light for yourself?
Of course, but you're on an airplane. What are you going to do? That's right. The Gemara says, why do we light Shalom, Shabbos candles? Also for Shalom Bayis, so you don't trip over the furniture. Because in the old days, they didn't have any lights. So you needed to have Shabbos candles, so that way you can have light in the house and you have Shalom Bayis on the most technical, simple level. And that's why electric lights count according to almost all poskim. It depends what type of electric light, incandescent versus fluorescent. But an incandescent light counts as an electrical light according to basically everyone. But Hanukkah candles are different. It's not meant to be functional. Ein lanu reshut lehishtamesh behem, and therefore electric light will not be good enough. You need it, it's not for functional, it's for the symbolism. Don't get me wrong, of course you shouldn't be lighting electrical, you should light real Shabbos candles because there's a spiritual idea of having a real nair with oil and wax on Shabbos. I'm just saying on a minimal level. Yeah? There's also an meaning of kavod Shabbos, and kavod Shabbos is dafka through Shabbos candles and not through just an electrical light. But the main Indian is just to have light.
But you're saying like this national Shabbos click.
You're supposed to, according to Rav Eliezer Melamed, turn off your candles, say the bracha, turn on your candles with the electric lights, and then light the Shabbos candles.
Oh, so I don't have both.
He's machmir to have both, because he says that if it's really about being functional, and I'm just lighting a Shabbos candle, but I already have electric lights on, am I really benefiting from the Shabbos candles? Not really, because you already have electrical lights. So therefore, he says to be yoyt to everything, you should also turn on your electric lights and also light the Shabbos candles. Not just him. Many posts can think that would be the... You say the bracha on both. And then you turn on... Well, if you're a guy, you say the bracha, you turn on the electrical lights, and then you turn on the Shabbos candle. You can do it the other way, because you're not taking Shabbos upon yourself. If you're a girl, You flip on the lights, you light the candle, you say the bracha. It's a machmir, and not everyone does that, but you don't have to do it. I'm just saying that's what Eliezer Melamed thinks is very logical. There's also the functional element, and there's also a symbolical element. It's a great question. So, hold up. So, it's not true, right? On a technical level, God didn't command us to light Hanukkah or Shabbos candles. The rabbis commanded us to light the Shabbos and Hanukkah candles. So it seems like we're lying, but aha, just the opposite. Because God commanded us in Devarim to listen to the sages of your generation, to listen to the court of your time. So by listening to the rabbis, it's one of the seven mitzvahs that were decreed by the rabbis. Another one is Netilas Yadayim. I am listening to God. And in a certain way, on a spiritual Kabbalistic level, I'm actually tapping into HaKadosh Baruch Hu even higher by listening to the rabbis than if I did by listening to Hashem just straight up. That's a shiur in of itself. But yeah, we affirm the fact that we are a rabbinical Judaism. When we say that bracha, Asher Kiddush Adam Mitzvotat Adam L'Hadnik, right? And Mamish here in the Old City, you feel it. Like, you have the Karaite Synagogue right over there. Mamish, this is their museum. And they don't light Hanukkah candles. And I doubt they light Shabbos candles because they're both rabbinical commandments.
Are they Jews?
Halachically, it's very likely that many Karaites are Jews because they've just been marrying within themselves. And Halacha doesn't care about what your beliefs are. If your mother was Jewish, you're Jewish. And if you could be the Pope, but you're still Jewish. So it just comes down to lineage. Whether they have, Jewish lineage, that's the only thing, that's the only determinant of their halachic status. So you could be the Pope and you still have to be machmir to light Shabbos candles by 6:13. It doesn't make a difference.
Shomrani visit us in the course. You'll have that as well, maybe.
Shomranim are different. I think there's been a lot more intermarriage. I'm not an expert, but I think it's less likely that they're halachically Jewish. But I'm not an expert in either of these topics. But anyways, fine. Weiser. We're good. We can go on in the Svarim.
It's better to light candles so bright that they're brighter than the fluorescent lights in your house. And they're the ones that are bringing the light to the house.
Correct. Or what I try to do is just like either turn off all of the Hanukkah candle, all of the lights in the house, and only have Shabbos candles. And then when you go home, make sure you look in the Shabbos candles a little bit so you actually get benefit from them. Or there's a Kabbalistic Indian when you do Kiddush to look at the Shabbos candles and actually get benefit from them. Or, like you said, have really bright lights. But if you just ignore the Shabbos candles and don't make any benefit from them, it's probably a bracha levatala. Because you actually have to get some functionality out of the Shabbos candles. Correct. So, right. You're right. That's why at my Shabbos table, I try to light Shabbos candles so that everyone can benefit from the lights. But if it blows out, so it's probably a good idea to come into my house and go to the bathroom or something, or wash your hands in my house, and that way you get benefit from my Shabbos candles.
This week we should bring big Shabbos candles so that it keeps us warm.
Yeah, you know what we should do? We should take those like pickle cans and put Shabbos can and light the Shabbos candles in the pickle cans, mm-hmm. And that way we get benefit from
oil.
Or wax. It doesn't matter, right? Because Shabbos candles are different than Hanukkah. You don't need oil for Shabbos. We'll talk about Hanukkah, but. You just need a bright burning light and something that'll last. Actually, I was thinking this year, since I'm in the Rova again, I'm really excited to be doing Shabbos in the Rova. So I always try to do something fun and different because of all the tourists coming by to give them. I used to have a guitar that broke, so I called it my Gatorah. And I wrote like little menorahs on the guitar. I put a little menorah on the guitar. It's called the Gatorah. And a lot of tourists liked it because it's like music and menorah, halavoda. So I'm trying to think, maybe we should do a Simcha Center art project. Whoever thinks of the most creative menorah for me to light gets me to, I'll light with that. Oh my God, it's a great idea. We need to add three more. We need to climb up there and just like put some menorahs on there. That would be cool. I don't know. So we'll put our heads together and think of something create. I guess that's number six, and we could put two little table, whatever. We can find a little circle. It's a good idea. That works too. But how do we get up there? I don't know. We'll keep thinking. Anyways, right now my only main idea is to get 8 pickle cans, or maybe design the different pickle cans and different, like we could color them or something, and put big candles in the pickle cans.
Just chop the trees at the right height.
Could do that. Who knows? I don't know. So we'll keep putting our brains together. We are so off topic, although it's really fun. Going off topic, should we go back into Rosh Shlomo and actually see what he has to say about Hanukkah? Great. Okay. So like we were saying, matzah ani echol echol v'chov. Matzah I can eat on the streets. Gam litkov v'shofar, I can blow shofar. Ani echol v'chov, I can go into the streets. U'v'sukkos ani mamash v'chov. Sukkos, I'm mamash in the streets. Ava b'chanukkah, ani tzarich mamash bayis. Sorry? Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
Oh. We need to be at home in our heart.
We need to be at home in our heart, but you need a... Stop. I need a house, but then to be outside of my house. It's really interesting. You need a house, but then on the petach of your bias. Just like Avram was by the petach of his bias looking to bring the angels in. I need a home, but at the same time to be outside of the home. I need to be connected to the home, but yet not be in the home. It's really deep. It's like, in other words, if I'm a Chabad guy and I'm going to the Cardo and I have a huge menorah and I'm making amazing Kiddush Hashem, have I fulfilled my mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles?
No.
It's a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. You go to heaven for being an awesome tzaddik, but did I fulfill my mitzvah? No. I have to be connected to my house and yet outside. Connected to the home and yet bringing it to the outside.
Why do they make a bracha when they're later kicker saying
they like
this?
So we'll go on one more halacha tangent and then we'll go back inside. Why? Because there's a minhag of the Jewish people to light a menorah in your shuls. Right? Many of us have been to shul and then we light menorah and then we go home and light Hanukkah candles. And the minhag developed to say a bracha in shul, even though I'm not fulfilling my obligation in shul. Everyone has to go home and light your Hanukkah candles again. So how can I be saying a bracha if I'm not fulfilling my obligation? So some of the poskim try to figure this out and say, somehow I can say a bracha because of it's connected to Hanukkah and it's a Kiddush Hashem. I don't really understand how it works. But they say that in shul, that's part of the minhag. So then the question is, what about in a hospital? Maybe that also is a Kiddush Hashem. And maybe in Kikar Tzion or in the Cardo, when I'm doing it for lots of people to fulfill their obligation, that also can count as my mitzvah. Even though I don't halachically fulfill my obligation of lighting, I still have to light it at home, I might be able to make a bracha for the Kiddush Hashem factor. So maybe that's what the Chabadnikim might be relying upon when they say a bracha out in the streets. But they're not fulfilling their obligation according to everyone. They still have to go home and light it in their home. Okay? Good? So anyways, getting back to Rosh Shlomo, you have to be connected to the house. Ani ishti vayaladim shelim madlikim et ha'or betoch beitenu. Me and my children are lighting the Hanukkah candles in my house. Umi habayit ha'or me'er achutz. And from the house, it shines outward. Okay? Hachi uv laniyat tefillin mutal alai b'ofen ishi. When I'm wearing tefillin, I have an obligation to wear tefillin. It's true, I mean to make sure my son also puts tefillin on. But that's his obligation, and I have an obligation to help him do his obligation. But Chanukah is a different thing. Ish ubeito, a man in his house. Hamitzvah hi aleinu kimishpacha. Me as a family unit, we have an obligation to light Hanukkah candles as a home. Ani ishti vayaladim sheli. We're all become one halachic neshama, and we all have an obligation that one of us should light Hanukkah candles. And you see this in certain Sephardi homes, where they go like the minhag of the Rambam, and just the father lights one candle. One candle, and that's it. And we're all yotzei through him, just like in Kiddush. One person does Kiddush, one person lights one candle, v'zeo. Masha kol yelid madlik b'fnei atzmo, they're rak tosefet. That, the fact that we're all letting every little kid's writing their own candle, that's an addition. Hider, as I omer, b'bayit yehudi kol achad mosif et or miyuchad shelo. What this means is that every individual adds on their unique, beautiful light. Right? But on a simple level, Chanukah is a mitzvah of the home. So what is that? Why is it? Let's ask. Why is it that Chanukah Dafka has to be lit from the home, and it's an obligation on the family unit, on the home, and only from the home connected to your bias can you go light out into the streets? What's the spiritual symbolism that's connected to that halacha?
Brits wanted to destroy our spiritual tree, which would destroy the home. So we have to be light from the home.
Oh, beautiful. So Ariel, who's Yerushalayim, is giving us one beautiful idea. I'll get back to you in a minute, Abishai. Ariel is teaching us, I'll just paraphrase, that the Greeks wanted to take away our home. Tell me if I'm getting it right. Our spiritual home. And the bias, the home, is the merkaz of our spiritual tikkun, of our unit, of our chariot. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Okay, I want to go deeper into that. But first, Avishai, you also had an idea? Unless you're going to say the same thing.
When you're at home, you can spend much time with your family outside.